thing of ours, powerful circle of trust, serial.
It's that time of year again. CKW's Fund Drive starts on Friday, February the 6th. Fund Drive is where we ask for donations from listeners just like you. Community donations make up a quarter of our operating budget. It is this community support that keeps us a grassroots and independent radio station year-round. Go to funddrive.ckw.ca to donate.
The following is an encore presentation from CKUW's archives. Archives of your favorite local programming are available online at ckuw.ca/schedule.
This is an extremely special episode for the start of the second season of Hostility and Nihility. I have personally invited Sarah Tonin from Basque Coast, Australia, from the metal radio and podcast Sin and Steel, to come on to the show. Not only to come on to the show for an interview, but to provide an exclusive 45-minute playlist of songs from Australia's underground legends.
Hey, it's Adam Glynn here from Frankenbach in Australia. We've got a new album coming out in 2026. Head to frankenbach.net to learn more about our band and check out our releases. Follow us on social media. Thank you so much to Hostility and Nihility from CKUW 95.9 FM downtown Winnipeg. Love you guys. Love your work. Thanks for all the support. Hope to get over to your side of the planet soon.
You Say B-Flow is a dubstep and rhythm performer and producer hailing from Toronto, Ontario, Canada. 2025 was You Say B-Flow's best year to date, with 45-plus shows. He has performed at major electronic music festivals such as Lost Lands Music Festival and Forbidden Kingdom Music Festival in 2025. He's gone all over the USA. He went to Europe, played in Paris and Budapest, and all over Canada. He's released so many songs this year with big names such as like Calcium, Gengar, and Bear Grylls, Fields, Vicious. There's supposedly a lot to come in 2026.
Yo, what is good, people? It is your boy, You Say B-Flo, a.k.a. Daniel, the Banana Man. Toronto, Canada. I'm 28 years old, and I DJ dubstep and rhythm for a living. My one message to the people is to never give up. I know it's a pretty blunt answer, but it's the truth. Never, ever give up, and always give yourself time and realize that, you know, everybody goes at their own pace, and not everybody moves the same speed as others. So just realize that, you know, your time will come. It just takes time.
Here we have You Say B-Flow's single Elements, a collaboration with Calcium, released in 2025.
Can I get a so right. Fuck you.
January 2nd, 2026, Canadian artist known as Repressive releases a brand new single worldwide via Right Note Production. Repressive's latest architectural soundscape, Through the Signal Spine, is an industrial biological exploration of the intersection between neural pathways and systemic dominance. Moving away from traditional percussion, the track utilizes a rhythmic structure modeled after synaptic firing rates and spinal cord oscillations. The single serves as a sonic blueprint for the biologic era, where industrial noise meets the fragility of the human nervous system. It is not just a song, it is a recalibration of the central processor. Through the Signal Spine, available now for digital download and streaming.
System status active.
Override complete.
Archagathis, a grindcore band from Winnipeg, Manitoba, Canada, from 2005.
We'll be right back. theatrical, your theatrical tirade. Indignation tears my quiet assertions. Enduring, excited by victory. Your God's word. Thank you.
Hostility and Nihility, Season 2. Presented by Bright Note Production, located out of downtown Winnipeg, CKUW 95.9 FM. We just had Ashen, Mortal Sin, Aeon's Abyss, Bad Void, Phase 1 on the first part of the show.
Winnipeg actually had a big hit. We had a huge hit in our metal scene, actually. It's pretty crazy. Yeah. So, like, there's we had this really awesome band named Cell. They just moved out to Edmonton just like a month or two ago. And then Endless Chaos, their same guitar player for the, went out there too. So that was two big bands that were locally that were always doing shows. Yep. Now they're gone. And there was also this Votov and Immortal Possession. The drummer and the bass player left the singer guitarist. So now our bigger name band. Okay, we have Archigathus. Archigathus is a grindcore band. They've been doing since 2005.
I know that name. I know I've listened to them.
I've been really like looking into your work, and it's quite amazing with what you're doing with the global, and not just global, but with Australia's music scene. You've really hampered a good network of bands. You're doing your shows with, I've seen with Abyss, Aeon Abyss.
Aeon's Abyss. Yep.
Aeon's Abyss. That's it. Yes.
Yep. So which show are you referring to? The live one?
The one that you brought the bands at the venue. I think that was your first event.
Yeah, it was. Yeah. So we did Aeon's Abyss have been running that for the last, they'd done it the 3 years prior. This year was the fourth, and they kind of handed it to me this year and let me run it as my first show. So
it went really well.
It was awesome.
Wow. Yeah. No, that's awesome. Like, to see like that for a first event, for like that, you can really show what can come in the future.
Well, Steve told me afterwards, he said he was thinking on it. At first, he told me that he thought it was the best Rising Death yet. But then he thought on it and he came back to me and he goes, after we've kind of like thought about all the different gigs we've done, that was like our favorite Aeon's Abyss gig ever. So to have those guys kind of come back and say like that's their favorite gig they've done when it was the first one I've run was, that was very rewarding. It was very nice. It made me feel pretty good. And it was just lots of fun.
And that was a couple months ago or that was, when was this?
Yeah, it was November 15th.
Oh, yeah, no, so just about a month ago, over a month.
Yeah, but it was really good.
The playlist that you gave me, I've listened to it, like, multiple times. The one band that's really stuck out to me was Nothing.
Nothing are awesome, aren't they?
That song that you sent, the chorus, is, holy shit. And then it goes back to the heavier groove. But that the uplifting chorus, it's something about that.
Yep.
It's, wow.
Yeah, it's a good one. That's the title track from their new album, The Self-Repair Manifesto, and they've just killed it. They're fantastic musicians.
Yeah. I was talking to one of the band members on their Instagram just about an hour ago, and I said that recommended from Sarah, then they said, you're a superstar.
I'm small fry in terms of, like, I guess media and heavy metal type stuff. I'm small fry. Like, I'm doing this solo. There's people that have, you know, groups of people working with them to do things. This is just my little hobby with Sin and Steel, and it's just me. So I am quite small, but I really enjoy doing it. And, you know, like you, I just want to promote the music that I love and help you know, amp up the local bands, amp up the music that I love so much.
Oh, I thought that Sin and Steel was part of like a community radio. Like, are you in a dial on the dial?
So I do a weekly radio show on a community radio station, which is in regional Victoria. But I also do the podcast and the YouTube stuff. So I do kind of do quite a bit, but it is just me that does all that stuff.
And how is Cryptopsy? You just went out to see them thus?
So good.
Oh, I bet
the sound was fantastic. Yeah,
that was your second time. You were saying that you saw.
No, I hadn't seen them before.
Oh, that was the first time. Yeah, no, the I was gonna wear the hat actually that Matt gave me, where he threw it out in the mosh pit, and then I went out to him and I was like, "Hey, here's your hat. I found it." And he's like, "You can keep it." I got a whole amazing. And I was gonna wear that now, but whatever.
he seems like such a nice dude.
Yeah, the a lot of Montreal is like a high point for Canadian metal that goes around the globe. Like, we're known for a lot, but not much for Winnipeg, where I'm known, where the radio show Hostility and Illity is from. We're in Winnipeg, Prairies. We're a capital city in our province, but we're just so isolated in the center that we don't have any touring bands. And when they do a tour, they only do like Ottawa, Montreal, or British Columbia on the other side.
So how far do you have to travel to go to most shows that you want to go to?
Well, I just started driving last year.
Yep.
So driving is totally new for me. So I haven't really had and I never really flew anywhere either. And now that I've made friends with like all over with the radio, and now like the guys in Frankenbach, I have to give a shout out to Adam, to Azza, to Tom, to Owen, like the show, they really helped me at the start of it. And Oppressive, that's like kind of like a black metal, but now I've kind of incorporated electronic. Yes. But no, like
very experimental, the stuff you do with Oppressive.
Very, very. It's I'm still trying to find how to grasp a live experience, because like with DJs, they can do just take a quick setup, but with guitar bands, there's all that changeover. But with me, it's one person and I have all this gear and all the equipment to set up, and it takes so there's that kind of tricky medium. I've went to a show, Doxa, Space Doxa, and they're like do experimental bass in music where they have like analog, like there's there they had like three guys set up with their whole setups, so they had this I'm thinking I can get on with them in the new year. They said that maybe.
Nice.
I don't know.
Nice.
I'm sure you'll figure it all out. My memory is like really, really bad because I had a biking accident, but all the bands I note from a lot from Melbourne and Adelaide. There's only one that you gave me from Newcastle, New South Wales, and that was Plague Dweller.
Yes.
Really good music.
They're so good.
The Hell Machine is definitely a two-person sledgehammer. I have to see that live and experience that, because to have such powerful sound with just two guys.
So I saw them last year at a festival called Metal to the Max, which was the first year that it ran. It didn't end up running this year, so I don't know if they're planning to do it again. But basically it was in the middle of the outback. I drove 12 and a half hours to get there, camped out. We had ostriches and emus and kangaroos and goats and camels and all this stuff like wandering around the campsites. And I saw them play there, and I'd never heard them before. And they came on, and it was two dudes, one on drums, one at the front with guitar and vocals. But I think the guitar switches between bass and guitar. And I looked up and I was like, what the hell? Like, this is nuts. This is absolutely insane. And they just blew my mind. They're incredible. And they're kind of like Australia's nod to Hellripper, right? They're like that blackened speed metal, except it's two dudes.
Hellripper, I've never heard.
Oh, from Scotland, Hellripper?
Never heard. No.
Okay. Well, if you like Hell Machine, you'll have to get onto Hellripper. They're from Scotland, kind of blackened speed. Amazing.
Crypt Crawler, Forced Metamorphosis, off the album The Immortal Realm. Death metal from Perth, Western Australia. Followed up, Deciduous Forest, The Formless Dark, off the record Fields of Yore. Atmospheric black metal from Brisbane, Queensland. Ecdysis, The Offering, off the album War on the Cross. Technical death metal from Adelaide, South Australia.
Thank you. precision. Time in a single commotion. With echoes of repetition. Yet in the cold sea.
Funny that sensation.
Force made of morphosis. Without impermanence. Evolution of life.
Acidity is when I'm breath.
Force made of morphosis. Without impermanence. Level of evolution. To what? Last conclusion.
the Oedipur?
Yes, I do.
Why?
Pooh will point to religion.
Is that your baby?
It's our baby, yes.
So what point are you proving?
First and foremost, to defy every religion-based, political, to defy every law of any God creation.